This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Co-hosting with me is David Knight. Wow, a lot is happening behind the scenes as well today. So a lot is going to be breaking throughout the transmission. Obviously, 59 cruise missiles sea launched were fired into a Russian held base inside Syria last night. And I knew that when Trump was an hour late to his meeting with Xi, the Chinese dictator they call a president, and I also knew just thinking about the fact that that would look powerful to the Chinese, and you have the Chinese under U.S. control, and then he makes Xi wait in Palm Beach for an hour, and then he comes marching in, yeah, I just blew up this base. It's amazing. The optics of the chemical attack and the media selling it as something Assad did would be hard for Trump to ignore, even though it's known that the al-Qaeda folks in Syria have been caught launching chemical attacks as false flags before. Ron Paul's come out, Rand Paul's come out, Michael Savage has come out, Nigel Farage has come out, Paul Watson's come out. They're all pretty upset with President Trump right now. From a Machiavelli perspective, I know exactly what he's done. In fact, Kit Daniels, separate from my own mental breakdown of this, has written an analysis that's going up soon that is spot on from the perspective of Trump. Okay, and I'm going to break down from my sources and a lot of other angles what's happening. Not what I think, but what's happening from Trump's perspective. But understand, the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. The optics of this with his base and where this is going and how the Russians see this is very, very serious. I said last night, I said, I guarantee you the Russians got warned not to be there. Hours later, it came out. But that's because our military and the Russians for 4 years have been coordinating strikes, working together. We broke all that news. InfoWars does not like what's happening. Our audience almost universally hates it. But I understand why the president's doing it. So we'll look at both sides. We'll also look at the big shift in power that we first broke months ago with Jared Kushner and others preparing to drive out Stephen Bannon. To Stephen Bannon's credit, 2 days ago, he was out of the National Security Council after the strike happened, saying, look, this is a false flag. This will turn your base against you. It's a quagmire. Hillary and the neocons invaded Syria. This is morally wrong. Do not do this. And Trump says, as he said in the press conference, I own Syria now. I'm the president. I'm not going to just sit there and blame them for making the mess. I'm going to fix it. This is all happening right as U.S. forces have gone above, they say 10,000. It's way above that. There is a ground war now. Our forces are driving out al-Qaeda in a pincer attack into Syria, out of Syria into Iraq. But what happens when they're destroyed? Well, the deal 4 years ago that our military broker with the Russians is Assad will look at being a coalition or stepping down. So I believe that's why Trump's moving forward, because now he's eyeing Damascus and telling him it's time to fulfill your promises. I have all the articles, the agreements. Cy Hirsch has reported on it as well. David Knight's got a lot of angles on this. We'll tell you about the four big guests today. A lot of them with inside knowledge of this. But first, David, what is your angle on this?
Well, Alex, as we're looking at this, the rapid turnaround is something that people are very concerned about. If Trump wants to appear to be strong, it works against him to the other side of this is that you could see that he's vacillating, that he's perhaps betraying his promises to the American people. He ran on a policy of America first. We were not attacked, as Rand Paul pointed out. He needs to fix what's wrong here in America before he starts taking down monsters abroad. And if you want to talk about optics, we need to talk about the optics of just what happened in Stockholm today. We need to understand the long-term game of this, because it's this population shift that's being driven by the globalists that is resulting in them taking over trucks and running people down. I was very upset about the 100 people that were run down by a truck in the Christmas market in Berlin. So we have to understand where this is all headed. And of course, as you pointed out, it's really the power play that's going on, the regime change in the White House.
That's right. And if you only look at just what's happening with Trump, you miss the big picture. As you said, it's about global colonization using Islam, the takedown of Europe.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
April 15th is coming soon, and every year you overpay billions in taxes. A new guide called Deduct Everything gives you 270 ways to cut your taxes immediately. Newsmax says Deduct Everything can save you $1,500 easily. Find secret deductions for your home, car, healthcare, college, job, even tax credits that are free money. Get Deduct Everything, a number one Amazon bestseller, or save $25 with our free offer at deducteverything.com. That's deducteverything.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You've got it.
You've got it. Here we are, Friday. April 7th, 2017, the world changed on April 6th. The communist Chinese dictator was just arriving in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. He was kept waiting for an hour. The president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, walked in and said, "Excuse me, sorry, I just ordered a cruise missile attack that just commenced 10 minutes ago. Now let's go ahead and negotiate about the peninsula, the South China Sea, and North Korea." So this is paradoxical. From a historic perspective, from a Machiavelli perspective, I understand exactly what President Trump's doing, and it's genius. And it's all been executed flawlessly with extreme ballet-like grace. That said, the optics for his key base is ruinous. And it's part of a larger maneuvering going on in the White House to drive him away from his base and into the arms of the Democratic Party. And I knew this from sources. I knew this watching it. But with the health care thing, with Jared Kushner being away for a week skiing, when he admittedly helped engineer it with Speaker of the House Paul Ryan, it's disastrous. Kushner comes back and then convinces the president that it's the fault of the Freedom Caucus, who are the only people that are actually 100% living up to their promises and are the folks there to keep Trump honest. Steve Bannon keeps saying, hold our feet to the fire, hold our feet to the fire. You notice he was removed 2 days ago when the decision was made to do this. He said, it's horrible. So Bannon, as I said, is the real deal. What a rarity. Trump is as well, but the optics of the nerve gas, of the media unanimously saying it's that, of the intelligence from the Pentagon, his blind spot is completely trusting the top brass and their analysts. Because look at the fake, you know, the Office of Special Plans about Iraq WMDs and all the stuff with Bush. Of course, it turned out he ordered the fake documents. He told Tony Blair in the Downing Street memo. So David Knight's going to be co-hosting here today. We've got Roger Stone coming up, Joel Skousen, Dr. Steve Pachinik, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Paul Watson, who says he's getting off the Trump train. Maybe he was just mad last night, but we'll see. He's going to be hosting from London, England in the fourth hour. By the way, in about 2 weeks, Paul's coming here for 2 weeks to co-host the show with myself, David Knight, and more. Kind of kicking the tires about moving here. But let's just stop right there. Paradoxically, in a cold way, you know, using the psychopath region that we all have in our brains, the psychopath that just runs things, there's no conscience, I can see the cold-blooded execution of this. And I understand geopolitically why it's been done. I understand that they're taking a false flag that was clearly launched, I would say, by the neocons and the globalists. McCain was just there a month ago. The same group he's been funding has been caught doing it before. That's confirmed. Even New York Times admits the rebels, you know, did get caught launching the false flags. Obama creates a red line. On the year anniversary, a chemical attack gets launched when the chemicals aren't even good for war in these populated areas. Why would Assad do something knowing it brings in the United States 1 week after Rex Tillerson said, he said last Wednesday, 1 week after he said, looks like we're going to have Assad stay in power and transition out. Then they go and chemical attack right as the United States is defeating Al-Qaeda, defeating ISIS. Our military are the ones 5 years ago that said they wouldn't be part of backing Al-Qaeda and ISIS. It was this broadcast. It was Drudge Report. It was Rand Paul, the senator. It was others that came out and said no, a great moral moment for America. England joined us for the first time in over 100 years and voted against Obama and the war, but voted with the American people against war. So this was an unprecedented moment. Now, as we're defeating ISIS, driving them out of eastern Syria into western Iraq, as the Iraqis come in as a pincer attack, right as they're being defeated and announcing they're being defeated, boom! There's a chemical attack, and now we hear we've got to come in on the side of the poor little darling rebels, and there's all these kids reading off teleprompters on TV that aren't even in Syria, deceiving the viewing audience. So again, Ron Paul is totally on target. This is clearly a false flag. This is 100% a false flag. Key Bono, I mean, why would Assad fight so hard to do the one thing right when he's assured of victory that destroys him? So you can see the flip-flop. The Pentagon wants him out. They'll work with him to get rid of the Al-Qaeda folks, ISIS slash al-Nusra. But now that it's down to the wire, back to the old policy. Not a policy of Hillary to put Al-Qaeda in charge. Our military said no to that. But they said, we'll kick out Al-Qaeda, and then we'll kick out Assad as well. So you're seeing a triple cross, and the Pentagon's all for it, and I think it's immoral. Because Hillary and Obama started the war with the neocons. They went in there. Syria never attacked us, and it's immoral. So we're in a six-year immoral operation. Finally, our military said no. And now they've confused the situation so that the rank-and-file military is confused. But I'll tell you, they're not. Our audience isn't. But I think Trump has been deceived. And I'm not just defending him, just to defend him because I talk to him on the phone sometimes or, you know, whatever that's going on behind the scenes. Quite frankly, I've been too busy to even, you know, have more contact with Trump even if I wanted to or he wanted to. Okay? Bottom line, I'm about getting the work done right here in Texas. So I don't have some little, you know, starry-eyed thing for Donald J. Trump. I know he's restoring the economy. I know he killed TPP. I know he's destroying political correctness. I know he's doing so many good things it makes my head spin. $3 trillion in the stock market. Best small business job numbers ever. So again, I see this talking point meme by the bots everywhere. Everywhere. Saying, and we can look at them, we know it's you know, from the whole Soros-funded group that Media Matters runs, saying everywhere, aha, Trump's a warmonger, he's backing Al-Qaeda, Alex Jones is backing war, aha, you're all discredited. While the establishment left backs Trump, while the neocons pat him on the head and suddenly say, okay, he's a good guy now, as long as he does what we say and is our slave, the low-level left that's defended all these wars and all this carnage suddenly flooding the internet that it's the end of Alex Jones and he's been caught backing an evil person and, oh my God, he supports a war in Syria. When I was on the air yesterday saying, don't do it. And Rand Paul was saying, don't do it. We're the moral people that were against the war all along. We're the ones that woke the military up. I'm not taking credit. Just get it straight why they hate us so much, because we really don't look at things Machiavelli. We understand them Machiavelli, maybe better than those that think they're Machiavelli. Because, you know, they've always said you can't con an honest man. These globalists con themselves with wheels within wheels and manipulation and backstabbing. The Middle East is the greatest at backstabbing and manipulation, and they can't have a civilization. Christian Western Renaissance culture is based on chivalry and honor. And in Texas, a handshake's still a deal under law. And all you got is your family name, and that means your family's known. And you're known for doing what you say you're going to do and standing for what you stand for. And that's why they always attack us and say we're immoral or we're manipulative or we're liars, because they can't stand the fact that we're hardcore telling the truth. So paradoxically, Trump is really disintegrating and in my eyes on many levels. But paradoxically, he's doing so much good that I realize they're maneuvering him into bad so they won't call him a Russian agent, so he can look tough to the Russians, so he can look tough to the Chinese, and so he can shut down his critics. But once you feed the pirate, they're going to want more, 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 and they're already so unpopular. Maybe having the establishment on your side 30 years ago was good. It's coffin nails now. It's the kiss of death now, okay? So him going into the arms of the establishment as Kushner and Priebus and Ryan have been telling him is the only thing that will defeat him. When Rand Paul kind of went with the establishment a little bit, at least in rhetoric, his poll numbers went way down. When he got hardcore again, he's the new star again. Okay, so this is an incredible time to be alive. I'm simply asking, would you rather have had Hillary in? I'm not defending Trump. I'm saying, look at all the angles of why they think it was a good idea. I don't think it was. We're going to lay that out. It was genius from the Machiavelli perspective, but that's third-dimensional stuff, not fifth, sixth, seventh. Then, paradoxically, look at all the good in the economy. Look at the globalists panicking. Look at them throwing everything they've got at us. Look at the states rallying to bring back in control and local jobs and family and the poison of globalism worldwide collapsing and nationalist movements and free market movements expanding. This is a great time to be alive. Good things are happening. I'm not going to be demoralized whichever direction Trump goes. I'll try to keep on the straight and narrow, or where Farage goes, or Le Pen. But I know you're not going to waver back off, and I'm not either, and neither is David Knight. We're going to skip this network break. Been better about not doing that, but this is obviously wartime stuff with mainstream news saying verge of World War III. We're going to be covering it all here today. But David Knight, could World War III happen? How chemical and nuclear warfare can lead to the apocalypse? That's the headlines today. You've heard my breakdown. We're going to have some of the crew pop in, a bunch of other guests. But what do you make of this? This is clearly a big turn by Trump. He knows it's a false flag. His advisors told him it was. Flynn explained it all to him, the architect of getting our military to not back al-Qaeda in the last 5 years in Syria. He knew, though, that they'd knock him to the ground with this. They were going to say, look, you did nothing about Russia, and try to destroy him. So I believe he made lemonade out of lemons and actually took their evil energy in and basically threw it back at him, and now has had a big victory currently. The problem is it leads us into the addiction that is war always being the way for a statesman to get his enemies to shut their mouths.
You know, Alex, I think when we look at the people who are congratulating Donald Trump today, we see we've got ISIS, Al-Qaeda tweeting their responses saying we like what you're doing. Pelosi, Schumer on the Democrat side. Of course, Hillary Clinton giving an interview yesterday before this happened, indicating some foreknowledge perhaps on her part. We do know that there was foreknowledge in Syria. We had a Syrian girl on yesterday. We talked to her about the indications of that. We'll give the details of that later on. We'll recap that again for you. But then look on the Republican side. We've got McCain, Graham, Rubio loving this. We've got Nigel Farage, however, pushing back against it. We've got Erdogan in Turkey. We've got the EU presidents, Tusk and Juncker, saying this is wonderful. And then this, I think, says it all, Alex. We got Elliot Abrams in Weekly Standard, and I always spell that W-E-A-K.
The king of the never-Trumpers.
That's right. Elliot Abrams, Bill Kristol, the people who have opposed Trump from the very beginning, they said this. The Trump administration has now started. Finally, he has accepted the role of leader of the free world. We did not vote for Donald Trump to be the president of the world. We voted for him to be the president of America, to put America first. And that's what concerns me so much. We can talk about all the Machiavellian movements and everything. You know what? The definition of Machiavellianism is being cunning, scheming, and unscrupulous, being duplicitous. And so, as you were just saying, Alex, when you give somebody your word, when you shake your hand on that, that means something. That should mean something for a statesman, if you're going to be a statesman. It should mean that you've got principles instead of the fact that you're like a rudderless ship that's being blown around by everybody that comes in. And this is what we saw. 4 years ago, Donald Trump knew exactly what was going on. He said to our very foolish leader, do not attack Syria. If you do, many bad things will happen, and from that fight, the U.S. gets nothing. And on and on and on. Do not attack Syria. All these tweets that he put out, he was right about that 4 years ago. He was right about it 48 hours ago. And as you pointed out, Alex, we had Rex Tillerson saying, we're not going to do regime change. That has set the Middle East on fire. It has created a mass exodus of people, which is the long view.
And now they admit it's going to be worse because if Al-Qaeda ends up getting control, that's like 90% of the country now. They've all invaded. Then it's your doorway right into Europe. I mean, this is crazy.
But the other part of this, Alex, is not just the regime change in Syria, but the regime change in the White House. And that's what I'm concerned about. The fact that we've got Jared Kushner bringing in Zeke Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother, the architect of Obamacare, multiple times, had three meetings with senior policy advisors, one meeting with Donald Trump. And, of course, Zeke Emanuel said Obamacare is not going to get repealed. That was taken off the table, the repeal of Obamacare.
That's right. It's a fact. We're not just blaming Kushner here as the media is trying to spin and all this stuff and saying, oh, is he anti-Semitic? I don't care if if Kushner's Jewish, German, or whatever he is. If he's a globalist, if he's selling out our agenda to restore the Republic, I don't like him. I would have voted for Barry Goldwater in 1 second. He was an amazing guy that started the whole modern liberty movement. He was Jewish. I could care less if you're Jewish or not, but I love how the media changes the subject. Kushner's been a Democrat.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's bringing in the people that sabotaged the repeal of Obamacare when we had the votes, and then goes off skiing so he doesn't get the blame and his father-in-law does. And I'm sorry. Donald Trump, you're going to do an analysis later, and so is Roger Stone's coming on. I was told everything about Kushner, not just by Stone, but by others, and we've known all along. We were just hoping that Kushner was smart enough to realize his star rises and falls with Trump. If he thinks he's going to derail Trump and then be the golden boy down the road, he's an idiot. Kushner, if he just got behind the Republic and making America great, then America would dominate the world with culture and innovation. We're going to destroy the world with these endless wars and acting tough with a bunch of wimps. All these neocons have never been in the military. They're constantly running around acting like tough guys. And the people like Stephen Bannon, who has been in the military, just telling you this has got to stop. This is what destroyed America's soft power. Do you understand? But no. Kushner's the guy behind the scenes shooting down people like Bannon and others, and Priebus, who you think's bad, they're getting ready to bring in the rest of Kushner's people, and Trump has got to get Jesus on this.
You know, he is allying himself with Gary Cohen, the former number two at Goldman Sachs, and Lee Stranahan broke it down very well. He said it's the same globalism, but a different bank, because we had Citibank that was behind Obama, and now we've got Goldman Sachs, with the help of Jared Kushner and Politico, no friend of Donald Trump, and certainly this isn't anti-Semitism. They said there's the West Wing Democrats talking about Kushner and Gary Cohen. And so it's not just Obamacare where Kushner and Cohen bring in Zeke Emanuel, the architect of Obamacare. But then on trade, we've got Cohen, who is now the chair of the Economic Council for Donald Trump, bringing in the architect of TPP. Now, Donald Trump got rid of TPP on day one. But now they're pushing back with Cohen and Kushner and with the
And they're looking at Cohen as being the new chief of staff.
Yes, exactly. And so now they're talking about, well, we're going to get rid of Priebus and Bannon, and there's an article talking about the four possibilities that they'll put in there.
And by the way, Drudge,
Gary Cohen.
Drudge almost jumped off the reservation with this healthcare thing 2 weeks ago. and said, what is going on? I want my tax cuts. I want this rip-off Obamacare gone. The country wants it. It's going to kill the economy. What is this sideways deal? What's Drudge going to do now that Trump's going more sideways? I'm going with this. Because we would have Hillary, we'd have things 10 times worse. And I don't believe in lesser two evils. I'm going to give Trump time to figure this out. And I was talking to Roger Stone this morning and others, and he said, look, Trump really trusts his family and other people, but he's going to get this. He's going to figure it out. He likes to delegate and see what people do. And so he's going down the line right now. So, again, I'm in a holding pattern. I think people should be upset. We should hold people's feet to the fire. We should say, don't expand this war more now. You better kick out the radical Wahhabists and not Assad. Assad agreed to leave later or be part of a coalition. But now is not the time. Because, I mean, now what's going to happen? Guaranteed the al-Qaeda rebels who've been caught doing it, al-Nusra, ISIS, are going to launch another chemical attack. They've done it four or five times. They've been caught. The UN even admitted they did it. So the point is, this is only going to escalate more false flags. And as you said, it's so surreal, David Knight, that you just said al-Qaeda, ISIS, all tweeting in support of Trump now, and on top of it, you've got the Weekly Standard, who said never Trump, destroy him, supporting him. Glenn Beck suddenly supporting him. Chuckie Schumer suddenly supporting him. Nancy Pelosi is suddenly supporting him. All of this craziness is going on, and these are all of his enemies. He doesn't need his enemies to support him. In fact, let's hear from the president. Let's play this short clip of his statement on why he fired 59 Tomahawk cruise missiles, saying that Assad has this blood on his hands. Ladies and gentlemen, we also see Haley telling the UN unanimous intelligence believes this. Funny, I've talked to a lot of folks that are in the military, you name it. None of them are buying that Assad, on his hour of victory, he's about to blow up the al-Qaeda Death Star.
Yeah.
And then he blows up his own base.
Well, look at this picture of her. Here she is on AP. She's there at the UN holding a picture of a dead baby. That is absolutely, yeah, take a picture of this.
Let's put it back on screen. You guys found it.
Holding a picture of a dead baby, and that's her proof.
This is just like the babies in the incubators with a PR firm in 1990. So let's go ahead and play Donald J. Trump. And again, this is a war. Why did Bannon say hold their feet to the fire? Why did Bannon say hold their feet to the fire? Why did he say it 2 months ago and a month ago? Because he needed help. He was being blocked everywhere. And guess what? Bannon has said, I'm ready for a gunfight. He's ready to leave and go back to Breitbart. And I cannot wait, because we're going to defeat the Democrats. We're going to defeat the neocons and people in the Trump administration. And we're going to restore our republic. And we're going to have nationalists take over everywhere. And we're going to have a new golden era of prosperity if we can stop the globalists causing World War III, the horrible communists in China, the authoritarianism in Russia, the super authoritarianism of the EU. All of it's being reversed. Humanity wants freedom, and that's what this is about. I get the optics. I know why Trump did it. He's being advised by his generals. Who knows? Maybe one chance out of 100 the Syrians really did it. You know, the Russians said, maybe we accidentally, we were storing munitions there, maybe we accidentally dropped chemicals. I saw that report, in fact, reprinted. That's the one thing that makes me think, maybe they thought they could blame the rebels because they did it before and go ahead and use chemicals, but that just seems, or maybe they had a pilot who was a false flag, because you can have that. There it is. Russia offers alternative theory for Syrian attacks as regime hit chemical munitions depot. Well, that's one where they said, yeah, maybe they actually bombed a depot. And we know that the rebels do have those, so maybe that's the case. But here is President Trump's response.
Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad launched a horrible chemical weapons attack on innocent civilians. Using a deadly nerve agent, Assad choked out the lives of helpless men, women, and children. It was a slow and brutal death for so many. Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack. No child of God should ever suffer such horror. Tonight I ordered a targeted military strike on the airfield in Syria from where the chemical attack was launched. It is in this vital national security interest of the United States to prevent and deter the spread and use of deadly chemical weapons. There can be no dispute that Syria used banned chemical weapons, violated its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention, and ignored the urging of the UN Security Council.
We're going to come back with more. We've got Roger Stone, so much more. David Knight co-hosting here with us, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Watson is really wound up. He's going to be on in the fourth hour. And did the Trump train run off the tracks? Did it lose a caboose? Or is Trump doing the right thing? I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in the masses. We've got Roger Stone about to join us. I'm also going to get some of the Cruz analysis and take on this. And then we've got so many other, Dr. Steve Pachinik, Joel Skousen popping in, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Paul Watson, David Knight is co-hosting here. I'm filing a special report, working on some things behind the scenes, so I won't be back till the middle of the next hour, coming up at the end of this hour. That's the whole war room situation we're in. We're going to go to Roger Stone with his analysis and take on this in a minute. If you're looking for just boiled down stuff like this attack's good or this attack's bad or Trump is good or Trump is bad, it's the wrong broadcast. I'm not here dumbing media down. I'm really giving you a serious breakdown of what I believe and what I stand for. On the drudge poll, 65.99% out of 118,000 votes. We should put up our own votes similar to Drudge and get everybody to go vote on and see what our listeners think on InfoWars.com. We should go get the summer polls he uses. That's a good system he uses. Sometimes he has millions of voters. Drudge poll, Trump strikes Assad. Good, 65.99%. Bad, 20%. Don't know, 13%. So go vote on that at drudgereport.com. We'll be watching it as well. And you notice the headline there. It's also on InfoWars.com. Russian warship on the move, attacking Syria again. You'll need to get through me. Russia battleship is positioned between U.S. warship and runway hit by Trump's airstrike. And all these mainline analysts say World War III could be triggered. Trump's meeting with the Russian folks sometime in the future, but he's meeting with the Chinese dictator right now. Notice he called Assad a dictator, which is true. He's not calling Xi a dictator, is he? No. So we're going to talk about that in a moment. Again, I like what he's doing on the economy and so much more, but as Rand Paul and as Nigel Farage and others have said, this breaks with everything he said he was going to do, and he knows what's really been happening in Syria. He knows about the false flags. But Trump probably knew he couldn't convince the public of that, and this would probably have destroyed him. So in a way, I'm kind of glad he got up off the mat and turned lemons into lemonade and struck some chemical weapons so they'd be destroyed. Nobody was killed. But then the neocons celebrate, and I wonder where that takes us, where that goes. I mean, he is cleaning out al-Qaeda. They are beating him. Now they're turning towards, I guess, making Assad step down. I guess I just don't like the fact of who's in control of this and all these corrupt Democrats and others and John McCain celebrating and John McCain saying the natural order of Washington has now returned to where it should be. Again, it's a complex issue. I don't waffle on topics. I'm pro-gun. I'm pro-choice. But when you're talking about something like this, this is geopolitical. This is very, very complex. But I know this. It better not widen, and they better not put al-Qaeda or ISIS or any of those Wahhabist groups in control as a huge gateway into Turkey and the West, all part of this globalist colonization of Europe with Islamists that is now admitted by the EU chief and by the UN chief over migration, Peter Sutherland. Now, before I go any further, I keep telling people I have storable foods, not because I'm living in fear, but I'm trying to live empowered for nuclear war, for depressions, for whatever the case may be. The highest quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com are always the lowest price for my Patriot Supply. But by private labeling them, we're able to give 30 to 40% off on all of the storable food. We normally only do this a few times a year. I've been bringing it back more, probably two or three days a month lately, because it's so important to get prepared to have your firearms, to have your storable foods. And this is insurance you can eat. It's really high quality, and your purchase supports the broadcast, so you cannot lose. InfoWarsStore.com. Alert storable food, now 30 to 40% off. We also have Caveman, the bone broth, turmeric, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, and so much more. It blows away all the formulas. We went to the biggest manufacturer in the country of organics, who even makes some other big top name brands of bone broth, our chicken, because it's the cleanest. And I got to tell you, it tastes great. Really good with milk, especially. Makes great with ice in a blender. Great chocolate shakes. It's got just a little bit of cocoa in it, and it fits right with the flavor. Other flavors don't seem to fit too well. We've tried a natural flavor, and it just does. I mean, the flavoring is natural, but just have the flavor of the bone broth and the turmeric and stuff, and it's not good. But with a little bit of cocoa and a little bit of natural sweetener, it's just amazing. So Caveman is finally back in stock after months of being out. 33% off out of the gates. It's amazing. It's a great meal replacement, a great across the board. We set out to have the best stuff out there. We're also selling out of our X2. Don't know when we'll get more in. Hopefully soon. But we're running out of the supplies of the deep earth crystals for the first time in 4 years. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. A lot of other specials there on the site as well. Now, we're going to go to Roger Stone. I want to be clear to the listeners. One of the reasons Trump was so popular was he didn't want war with Russia for no reason. He didn't want war in the Middle East. He didn't want to topple Assad so that ISIS and al-Qaeda could take over. He wanted to knock out al-Qaeda. Our military is over 10,000 troops now there. And I've talked to folks involved. They have knocked them out 90%. They're forcing them into Iraq in a pincer movement. They've got them locked in those jaws. And now they turn towards Assad. Now, wouldn't Al-Qaeda or ISIS launch a chemical attack to blame it on Assad when that's the red line? And Trump said if they cross that red line, he'd attack. How does Trump say we know definitively? I want to believe him. Maybe he's being lied to by the generals. I don't know. I get the Machiavelli move. They can stop calling him a Russian agent. He looks strong in front of the communist dictator from China who's visiting. Makes him wait an hour while it's happening. That's the stuff of movies. So Roger Stone joins us briefly to pop in to give us his analysis and his take on this. In the next segment, we're going to get David Knight and the crew to pop in, but pop in whenever you like, David. Roger, what do you make of this whole situation? And then we'll talk some about President Kushner.
Well, Alex, as you said, I think it's exceedingly complex, and I think it has to be viewed on several levels. First, let's look at it just from a political point of view. This has one immediate and obvious effect. The idea that Donald Trump is soft on the Russians because of collusion between his campaign and the Russians is now blown to smithereens. If he's soft on the Russians, why is he bombing their closest ally and the regime that they are propping up?
Well, let's be clear, a base with Russians on it, 2 hours' notice to get off of it.
Exactly. So it has probably that beneficial effect with the electorate. I noticed this morning reporters I speak to far less interested in the whole phony question of Russian collusion. Interesting. Secondarily, I do think that it was important for the president to project power, to project strength, and he probably doing nothing was probably not an option.
I was about to say, just looking at the optics, they would have used this to crucify him. So I want to have lower taxes. I want to have a controlled border. I want to have sovereignty. But I get Rand Paul's right about what he's saying, but this would have destroyed Trump. So it's a very weird place to be.
Well, and it will be the right move if it remains limited. The real danger, as you pointed out, is now adapting an interventionist neocon foreign policy, boots on the ground in a full war in Syria. There's just nothing here that is worth our fighting for. I understand that children are being gassed, although I understand even General Mattis has raised questions about whether that was fraudulent. What's interesting to me is that this push by the generals, which I believe is aided by the president's son-in-law, to the campaign and become George W. Bush. The people, if they wanted a neocon, they would have elected Jeb. The American people are tired of endless foreign wars where our national interests are not obvious. In the case of Assad, he is propped up by the Russians. He's financing Hamas and Hezbollah. And on the other side, you have ISIS. So the only people cheering today, sadly, are neocons and jihadis.
Absolutely. You have Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Al-Nusra tweeting support for Trump doing this. You have the Weekly Standard, a bunch of disgraced chicken hawks supporting it. And now the liberals are turning, almost all of them, and the Washington Post is like, how dare you do this? After they say, oh, you're aiding the dictator Assad, then he does this, and now they're turning against him. And I see everything going on in the White House to turn off his base, the bad health care bill. And then Kushner runs off.
As we exposed yesterday, this isn't Trump's health care bill. This is John Boehner's health care bill. This was drafted by the lobbyist, former Speaker John Boehner, when he put a cigarette down long enough, passed to Paul Ryan, from Ryan to Reince Priebus, from Priebus to the president. They could have had a much better bill. I was really happy to see that the president followed some very sound advice and sat down with Senator Rand Paul to start figuring out where they agree and where we can get a more market-oriented health care.
And Paul said he believes they can get it. So that's a big positive move. Trump's pushing the tax cuts. That's very positive. But let's pull back. We don't want to attack Kushner. I mean, I hope the guy's a great guy, but he's a Democrat. He keeps bringing in these people. He's pushing for a lot of things. Let's talk about the role of President Kushner here, because they keep saying Bannon's the brain, but now we know what you reported on Monday is now confirmed that indeed he is the leaker to the media to go after his political enemies that are hardcore conservatives and patriots like Bannon. And we see Bannon now more and more being forced out because I guess he didn't support this current military move that we've seen. So let's talk about President Kushner.
Yeah, I can absolutely certify that Steve Bannon was opposed to this intervention in Syria, and he obviously lost an internal argument. I also think he is wearing the manner in which the travel ban was rolled out, and he's most certainly wearing the health care fiasco, where we were forcing Republicans to walk the plank on a bill that wasn't even ours. All of those things, I think, are being utilized by President Kushner to, you know, put the heat on Steve Bannon. Bannon's a fighter, and I do think he will survive. But what we have to figure out is whether his role is diminished. One obvious problem, of course, is that he really has not spent any capital to bring other nationalists who supported Trump into the White House.
Sure, it looks like he's got a jihad going against true populists and patriots. I mean, I'm sorry, he's the one in there rooting everybody out, running them out, and then trying to get the neocons, you know, back in the tent.
And meanwhile, unfortunately, Steve Bannon has not gone to bat for other nationalists, and therefore he finds himself on the White House staff largely without allies.
And you said that day one, before he was in, he said he's got a battle, yet he's been lulled into a sense of trust. You know, and I talked to him some early on, and I was just like, you've got to get more patriots in there. But, of course, people weren't looking to give power back to the people like Trump. They were looking for their own power. And so Bannon wasn't looking for his own power, and so now he's going to lose it. So there's that paradox. We don't want power, but we've got to be willing to get in there and keep them from getting power so that we can give it back to the people.
My greatest concern, in all honesty, Alex, is that watching the Silicon Valley barons whining and dining, Jared and Ivanka, the Google people, the Facebook people, those who are seeking to choke InfoWars and Stone Cold Truth and Breitbart News and Daily Caller and all the other.
That's right. While the very support system of the Republic is under admitted Democratic Party, George Soros, David Brock admitted they say they want to shut down, admitted they want to end free speech, admitted they're trying to police China by showing them they can censor here. Outrageous. And Trump is on autopilot while Obama's Stay Behind Network Ministry of Truth at the State Department openly testifies in Congress that we're Russian agents and that we should be shut up. I mean, this is exactly. And remember, day one. When Obama signed that bill, I said, this is going to be our biggest bane, Roger. I mean, I'm not bragging, but did I not tell you we've got to tell Trump we've got to hammer him on this?
I remember that day. You told me, well, this is the National Censorship Board. Here it is. And that's exactly what has transpired. My point, of course, is if there's anyone on the face of the planet who should understand this, it would be Steve Bannon because he comes out of Breitbart News. I don't think that Jared understands that if these censorship initiatives go forward, the chances of the president's reelection are zero. Zero.
Kushner,
we are going to restore the mainstream media monopoly on the dissemination of political information. Trump could not have won without a free and vibrant net. Trump could not have won without InfoWars.com. Trump could not have won without Breitbart, Daily Caller.
And the enemy knows that. The enemy knows that. Others. They've written thousands and thousands of articles admitting, and then you get leaks where they're saying, oh, we got Roger Stone banned off TV. Oh, we cut out the MVP. Soros give us more money. I mean, they are literally trying to destroy us, and Trump's on autopilot. Let's just say it. Toad Hall is filled with a bunch of weasels and scotes, and it's time to retake it, man. He needs to understand he is surrounded by weak, foppish, left-wing New York socialites.
But meanwhile, we see, Jared dining with the head of Google at one of the toniest restaurants in Manhattan. This is more disturbing to me than anything else because the future of the Trump administration and his efforts to make America great again completely pivot off access to the net and the ability to rally the same people who elected him. If we can't reach those people, we cannot rally them. This is the greatest single danger I see moving forward, but there's no evidence that Jared Kushner understands what is going on here.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, here we are trying to stop wars. Here we are just trying to get taxes cut. And we have the vicious piranha-like brainwashed left, people that are susceptible to the brainwashing, not realizing we're their best friends. and that weirdo foreign Nazi collaborators are financing the end of free speech, who overthrew the Middle East, who overthrew Ukraine. I mean, they mean business. People ask why they never give up and why they're so wicked, and because they just keep winning. And finally, they run into us, and we're holding them back, only to see, as usual, Trump infiltrated by his very family. You know, do you think Kushner is just delusional, or does he realize what he's doing? Because they're going to destroy him, too.
Well, you know, I don't think that, ironically, I don't think his motives are bad. I just think his political judgment is not sound. He would like his father-in-law to be successful. He would like his father-in-law to be popular. He would like his father-in-law to be well-received in the, you know, the salons of the Upper West Side of New York. That is never going to happen. His father was elected as a revolutionary, as a reformer, as an outsider.
And can't Jared see that global tide is inexorable and cannot be stopped, even if they capture our leaders? More like shark teeth will roll forward.
Do you think he dines with anybody who isn't a millionaire? Do you think he dines with anybody who isn't a globalist?
You know, Roger, when you're talking about...
besides the folks at Goldman Sachs?
Yes.
Exactly. Skip this one more break. I can't help it. Do it.
You're talking, Roger, about who he dines with, talking about him dining with Silicon Valley and so forth. Lee Stranahan of Breitbart talked about how he met with Goldman Sachs CEO Lloyd Blankfeld at the in D.C. for dinner, and shortly after that, we saw this massive change, as they're talking about in other publications, this Game of Thrones that we see happening at the White House. And it's not just this particular action that we saw Donald Trump turn around in just 48 hours, but of course, it's also the Obamacare issue. It's also even climate change. We didn't even talk about that, how they pushed, as Donald Trump was putting in the executive orders to shut down the EPA overreach, to shut down entire industries. It was Jared Kushner and Ivanka who were pushing back to say, don't mention the Paris climate treaty.
Exactly. It's them. It's them. It's his daughter and his son-in-law. They are literally the enemies of the Republic. I just can't help it. I'm sorry. I'll just lay it all out.
They are elitists. By the way, I think Lee Stranahan is one of the very best reporters in the country today and does excellent work there at Breitbart. I follow his byline very carefully, and I'm certain to read everything he writes. But I think Alex has put his hands on it. First of all, this, is, in a way, has to do with political correctness and social.
They want to be accepted. They don't want to be yelled at. And I think Ivanka's amazing. I think Kushner's really smart. And I like the sons, Donald Jr. and everybody. They're great. Hell, you can follow us on Twitter and tweet our stuff. The point is, I don't want to be patted on the head. I want the Republic back. I want to restore the Republic.
This, for those who say, well, he's the president's son-in-law, and therefore, you know, there's no way that he will lose power, I would remind you that Donald Trump is a man who fired his own brother. Watch the poll numbers. Because if we dive headlong into globalism, Donald Trump may be at a 40, roughly, percent approval rating today. It'll hit 20. That's not why we elected him.
And let me add this point. Let me add this point.
Face with our voters. Now, I'm not, you know, hysterical today, and I'm not really completely distraught, because at the end of the day, I have faith in Donald Trump to figure this out and right the ship. I'm convinced that when he hears the arguments of what Google is doing, what Facebook is doing, what these other Stalinist type censors are doing on the net, he will get it instantly. But what we don't know is whether Steve Bannon has, you know, made this clear to him what is afoot.
Everybody through Twitter, everywhere else. The weird thing is, you know, talking to Trump, he does a lot of the talking, and then people are busy, and Rince Priebus is on the line or whatever. I don't want to get into it. They literally follow him around like hounds, trying to keep him away from people. But the public has to get the message that they're set up a censorship board, they're undercutting him. And I think, and again, when I say enemies of the Republic, I don't mean conscious enemies, but they literally are working against the restoration of this huge engine of success. Trump will be like George Washington 2.0 if he succeeds. If he doesn't, it'll be sad. And we just look at the delusional elite and all that they're pushing. Stay there, Roger. We've got like 5 more minutes left with you, but I want to get Kit Daniels to pop in. He's got a positive view on this. And also, we've got Matt in there, who's a smart producer. He's got some points at it. So go ahead, guys. Both of you jump in briefly.
Yes, Alex. The article, the subheadline of my article reads, "Strikes could trigger reconciliation coalition with Russia to stop ISIS." And that's true, because when it comes to the strikes, you know, Trump just hit, like, an airbase. He even touched the runway. He did minimal damage to this airbase. And going back to what I just said, marriage counselors will tell you that the greatest bond between couples is forged in the reconciliation phase. So now Trump and Russia now have this little standoff going off with the ships in the Mediterranean, yet he struck an airbase with minimal damage, which is basically a slap on the wrist to Assad. And now he's in the position where he can use diplomacy to de-escalate the situation with Russia. Now, if he didn't strike the airbase before, and he tried to talk to Russia beforehand about forging a coalition to stop ISIS, then, you know, his whole administration, you know, the Democrats in Congress, even the neocons in Congress, would have went out and said that Trump is Putin's puppet.
I agree. I believe, and I said this yesterday before it was admitted, that there were back channels, that they are meeting with him, that Mattis and others are talking to him, that they told the Russians, let us do this. This will shut up that we're all Russian agents. Then we can have another deal to fully remove ISIS and then decide what we're going to do with Syria together. But we're going to hit this because the optics are too bad. You can save or rattle all you want, but then this will be a gambit to reopen detente. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's actually what's happened. But the neocons are all celebrating because they believe now they can just stage more false flags. I believe they're directly behind it. I think McCain went over there and set this up a month ago. They've done it before. And so they're now thinking they can bully the president into submission and aren't even sophisticated enough to know what the president's done. And by the way, I know that's what's been done. I mean, I just can see it. I saw it before it happened. Roger?
Well, he is, he's clever like a fox. I do agree with you, Alex, that John McCain, maybe he thinks he was elected president. I don't know. But he clearly was there at a suspicious time. And he and his mini-me, Lindsey Graham, are just itching for war. They're desperate for war. It's very sad. You would think John McCain, as a man who has seen war, would want to do everything necessary to avoid war. We're going to know very soon, because if this becomes a full-fledged invasion of Syria, boots on the ground and massive, you know, civilian bombings, then we have lost. Then we have lost the purposes of electing Donald Trump.
Well, Roger, here's the bad news. They admittedly are putting in whole, I'm not going to even say the numbers, but I've got this from a lot of good sources, and then I looked at the news. They admitted larger, tens of thousands of troops, as we speak, are being dumped into Syria from the U.S. military.
And that's the problem, because we see all this stuff about a surgical strike.
And we have to assume that right now the generals and probably Jared Kushner are pushing the president in that direction. That's why I think it's vitally important that supporters remind the president why they voted for him.
That's right.
We did not vote for him so we could have a neocon interventionist foreign policy. And we have no vital interests on the ground in Syria. Of course we hate the gassing of children.
I agree with that. And I don't want to say something to you, Roger. You know, I don't want to get into the cheerleading of surgical strikes. Every time we do something that is aggressive, that we do take an action without having this debated in Congress. And that's one of the reasons why we have Congress declare war, because it takes a process to debate this. We did not look at the forensic evidence. There's indications that this is a false flag, that this it was tweeted out, it was published.
There's a rush to judgment. It's just instant.
Exactly. Let's have a forensic investigation. When we did that 4 years ago, we found it wasn't true. So we see all these articles from Daily Mail. This is an awesome arsenal. This is pinpoint accuracy. We have Brian Williams saying this is beautiful missiles. You know what? If they were storing gas there at that place, then where's the pictures of the people dying when they hit the storehouse of the gas there at the airport? With the David, missiles, you know, that's,
no, it was empty. The Russians are involved. This was
right.
This was all done behind the scenes and back channels. And I hate to even say that, but listen, the mainstream media won't even pick up on that because they're just such repeaters.
Yeah.
They're so dumb they don't even know what they're witnessing. And guaranteed, that's it. I'm just saying, I don't even know if I like this because it's so Machiavelli. We're gonna let Roger go. We're come back briefly with Kit and also Matt jump in here, and then David Knight's gonna take over. I've got a special report coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we've got so many guests today. Roger, in 30 seconds left, stonecoldtruth.com, your book, Making of a President, InfoWarsStore.com. 30 second final comment.
Well, let's watch this very, very carefully, and I urge patriots, I urge those who are listening to go ahead and contact the White House, the main number where you can leave a message, and they're set up for that, 202-456-1414. Tell the president, no wider war in Syria.
And tweet at him,
agree with it,
and call in on C-SPAN. War. Exactly. Roger, we'll talk to you soon. Anytime you want to pop in today with more intel, thank you so much. Wow, and I'll be back this Sunday, by the way, 4 to 6 p.m. Stay with us, hour number two coming up.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter.